okay, now I'm going to move you forward into time, 2 weeks, and now it's December the 15th, let's say 2587, Galaxy News Report, and here we go. Good evening. With us once again is Dr. Roland Espeston, professor of temporal studies at Princeton. I'm sure that we, all of us here watching this, are aware of the terrible tragedy that's occurred. We're just astonished. We all feel the sense of loss, and we extend our sympathies to the family of Sergeant Camino. Professor, I really don't understand what could have happened here. What happened to Camino? I don't think our viewers, and I certainly can't, put my mind around a time travel tragedy. What exactly is a time travel tragedy? Can you please help us understand what happened? Oh, yes, of course. I'm feeling a bit disturbed right now because I knew Sergeant Camino, and I knew the other people, and I'm very saddened about what had happened, but I will do the best that I can. Sergeant Camino has died. He died hopelessly insane, and he hard on me to talk about this. He was crying. This world. Changed, and that everything has changed, and he was not in the same world he left. He was in a different world, a parallel world. This was not the world that he left, and his grandfather was not his grandfather, it's a tragedy. Well, Professor, can you help us here? What happened? Was he out of his mind or something? Did he go nuts or he go crazy? What happened to him? Oh, no. I'm afraid that he violated the what is called the prime paradox, the double P. He calls it the PP. He violated the PP. And when you violate the PP, you really can go crazy. We have to be very careful about not violating it. We never thought any of the tachynauts would do this, but I'm afraid he did. He was able to gain control of the vehicle when we were sleeping, and we didn't see that what he was about to do. And he nearly killed the other Oster tachynauts in doing so, but finally they are fine. They're just not recovering from the shock. Well, Professor, I'm sure no one knows about this. What'd you call it, the PP? What does it mean? What happened to the time travelers? What happened? Well, let me get to a few details to begin with. We know that the time travel could possibly make the tachynauts go into a parallel universe. In fact, we were hoping that this would happen. We had prepared for them to do this, and we hoped that they would not be foolhardy and attempt to do any serious violation of causality and self-consistency, which is the PP. But I'm afraid that's what one of them, that's what Camino did. Well, what happened? Parallel universes, explain. Once they were through the null zone, the tachynauts were warned that they would risk all that made sense to them if they traveled back in time and did some foolish things. So they were instructed to go back in time perhaps a few billion years, a million years, and then they were to leave the zone and make holo observations of the Earth from a safe distance. They were briefed as to how fast they should travel and to stay in the first ring of negativity and how fast they were going to go, etc., etc. And so they circled around and they did their observations and so forth. And next they moved away from the cylinder. They began to go to time synchronizations. Their clock started to coincide with the asymptotic clocks that we have. And as they were moving to the outer edge, they were expected to travel slowly forward in time. But then Sergeant Camino did a stupid thing. He reversed the procedure and took them into a time zone we didn't think he would go to. they are supposed to file time flight agency flight plans with the Gulf FUTFAS. And the FUTFA told them exactly what they are supposed to be doing. And they were supposed to fly a typical sortie, taking them into the null zone, then a radial retreat into the ring of negativity to the inner edge, and da-da-da-da. I don't want to go through all the details. The tachyonauts were then expected to appear in a parallel universe that was younger by a few million years, and then reverse the procedure and come back. Well, wasn't it dangerous taking them back so far in time? Well, we didn't think so. It was a time recently passed that most of us bothered us, because this is what Sergeant Camino was thinking. We didn't know this, because in violating the PP, he was most likely to cause more harm going back to a time close to our time. Well, all right, Professor, I understand there's a prime paradox and that you can't violate it, but what exactly did he do? Well, what he did is that he went back in time to a time just prior to our time. Maybe Camino got confused and thought that we were coming to our time, but when they came to the ring of positivity, they may have accelerated a little, or they may have gone too slowly, and they emerged about 100 years ago, but not in our universe. Camino realized this, and he then knew that he was at the control model, that he had control over this quantum entangled laser pulse that we were only going to use for emergencies in case we ran into any problems. Laser pulse, quantum entangled means that we push a button here and instantly a laser beam appears in even another universe. So we had this kind of control. And what he did is he pushed the button and a laser pulse annihilated his grandfather when he was a very young man. And in the universe in which Camino grew up, the grandfather was in a boating accident, but didn't drown. And since Camino activated the beam, the grandfather was killed. But if he murdered his grandfather before the grandfather reached sexual maturity, how could Camino ever have been born? Well, I'm not sure what Camino was thinking, but I think he believed that if he killed his grandfather in a parallel universe, apparently we didn't know this, but he must have had some argument with his grandfather was about something, he would be okay, and that somehow the event would only maybe change his relationship, maybe make his grandfather a little humbler in this one. I don't know what his crazy thinking was. But how could he have been born? Well, he was born in the parallel world where his grandfather never saw an 8th birthday. I assure you, Camino was not born. And unfortunately, this is what Camino made his mistake. He forgot that in violating the PP, he also was going to affect himself as well as his grandfather. And that's where he lost track. Wait a minute. What then happened? What happened to him? Well, because he came back to what appeared to us to be the same universe we all left, it wasn't the same universe for him. Wait a minute. How could it be a different universe for him when you were all in the same universe when we left? That's because these universes overlap each other. They're not separate and completely isolated from each other. They overlap, and they overlap to the extent that we all feel consistently agreeing that they are the same. And where there's a difference, the difference won't be felt by us because we don't know Camino, his grandfather. We don't. They don't affect us very much. But I assure you, for him, it was very different. And because it was different for him, he began to go a little crazy, like something was missing in his brain or something. I don't know what happened to him. And as you saw, the consequences were drastic. And so he went crazy. We had to commit him. And within days, he just simply died. In fact, it was strange watching him die. He looked like he aged 1,000 years. Well, Professor, I guess this is a forerunner of what we're in for as we begin to do more adventures in time travel. This is Station KLAS, signing off.